a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
I think sometimes that when things happen, it's best to just talk about it and get it out of the way. So I've got one of these. Sent you both a text. Tom, I don't want you to look at it yet.
Okay.
Can I look at it?
You can look at it, Lindsay. Because I just think it's, yeah. It's a message that I received on Friday. Do you want to read it out?
Okay. I'm not sure the English is great in this message. Not me cashing in Lingy's free sporting globe lunch after OKC lose.
Okay. All right. I see what's going on here. Why'd you even send me the text? You just left it.
I know, but I was.
What am I missing?
Okay.
Yeah. It's not my confession this
well,
time.
Well, you have a bit to play. You have somewhat of a role to play in this.
No, there's a good role. I think that you'd be very pleasantly surprised with my role in this. However.
So we had team meet last month. But for last month.
Yeah, it wasn't last week. It was definitely a couple of weeks ago.
Was it? Yeah, okay. A couple of weeks ago we had a team meeting, which you have yet to be at, which is fair because it's sort of. When do we have them? Like 9:30 in the morning?
I know, it's really hard to like leave and then come back for a meeting that highlights the best of our team. And it's a really good support group style arrangement too.
Good. You know? I'm glad you guys understand it.
I mean, to be fair, it's very regular. Like it's once a whole month.
Yeah. It's really hard to get to. Yeah.
So
I feel like you've joined up with him again.
I know. I sway.
Yeah, you never know. You sway? Is that the swat word you were going for?
Yeah, that's the word. No, I didn't mean anything else.
So anyway, we spin a wheel when you get to your anniversary and you get a prize off the thing.
Yeah.
I think what have you won for your anniversaries before? I won a free lunch delivered to me that I never cashed in.
Yeah, so, and I got
this is anniversary of years at K Rock.
Yeah. Sorry, yes.
I got for everyone to call me Doyan for the or Grand Messiah or something for the week.
Okay,
that was then I wrote an anonymous message saying these prizes suck.
Yeah.
When someone else is getting a free lunch and I'm getting g'day, and I said don't even call me that.
I'm never here at lunchtime, so I've still not cashed that in.
Okay.
Where
so it's
I
going
am
well.
Sometimes at lunchtime is the Sporting Globe.
Yes. Mm.
And so it was your 3-year anniversary last month.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's exciting.
Done.
Thanks so much.
And I spun the wheel for you.
Oh, cool.
Yes.
Thank you.
And I won a free lunch at the Sporting Globe for you.
Oh, awesome.
And then I forgot to tell you about it. That's fair.
Okay,
I'll put my hand up there.
You're telling me about it now.
Yeah.
So I'll look forward to that given... There's game 7 of the NBA finals today. That's a chance for me to have lunch there.
Well, about that. So there was a... What? Why did you assign it to me? Where there was a redraw arrangement or something, wasn't there? You're like... They're like, oh, Lingy doesn't need... I think everyone was like, Lingy doesn't need free lunch. Give it to someone else.
Yeah.
And then Loggy just looked at me and went, Tom. And I was like, oh,
no, because I couldn't deal. Like, everyone, I was up there and I'm just I don't want to make this decision.
You gave my free lunch to Tom.
I don't know if that's what happened. There was
that
something.
That is exactly what happened.
Sounds a lot like it.
So then I was like, well, I'm not going to cash that in. I'll get... So, you know, because I can go to Sporting Globe another time, whatever. And I'll give it to Lingy. Then on Friday, yes, I did go to Here and Now Bar that my friend has opened and watch the game on the big screen.
Yeah, you and I were texting. We're friends.
Yeah, right.
So a friend wouldn't steal something off another friend.
Okay, see, my team could have won the championship. Steal is not. It's such a strong term.
Oh.
Okay, see, my team lost game 6. They could have won the championship, and instead they lost by 30-odd points.
Yeah.
It was sad.
Yeah.
I had a couple of beers.
There it is.
And I was hungry.
Mm.
And so I may have called back to the station and said, hey, can I cash in that lunch?
No. Can I cash in Lingy's lunch?
He may have also said, I'm here with Lingy.
I didn't say that Lingy was there.
No, I made that up. That sounds good.
I called. And to be fair, what the message back was, even if you don't cash in the Lingy lunch, just go and have lunch. You can just have lunch
anyway.
That's
alleged at this
that's
stage.
Nice.
There's no
so anyway,
to say
I cashed in your lunch.
You cashed in my lunch.
I don't want to waste my lunch.
No.
So, yeah, I did have a really lovely lunch. There was sort of a commiseration, couple of beers and whatnot at the Sporting Globe on Friday afternoon after the loss of the NBA.
And you text Loggy about it too. Co-conspirators.
I did message her and go, yeah, not me. You both cashing in your free lunch.
You?
You gave him the lunch.
Shut up, Lingy. Tom, eat more lunch.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
I didn't know this was a thing, and maybe it is because, Log, you've got a story which I'll get you to tell again in just a sec. There's an online content creator, YouTuber, influencer, who's got a number of people who follow him, obviously does some good stuff, but got himself into a position where last month he asked his followers, I'm drowning in debt and I need a lifeline. I signed a contract, and he said, oh, you know, you should always read your contracts. I'll go into more detail, you know, eventually with this sort of thing, but I need some money, $135,000 US. I actually forgot that little detail.
Yeah, so about 200.
Yeah, in debt. He raised the 200 grand through his very generous followers. But has since not added any more detail, said, this is actually what happened step by step. Thank you so much. All that sort of stuff. It's kind of just gone a little bit quiet. And a few of his fans are saying, hey, what's the update? What's going on? What do we help you out with? And just nothing. I see it as a completely ridiculous request for money because you get yourself in that debt. You get yourself out. Tommy, you thought maybe, you know, if he's got that platform and he can ask and they're happy to pay, well, so be it.
He's got enough of an audience that are willing to pony up the cash. That's sort of he's done the work to position himself like that. So I believe 50 Cent said it best, is get rich or die trying. Shoot your shot.
Exactly.
Yeah. But Log, you took it next level. I can't believe this one went.
Well, I remember a guy that I used to work with years and years and years ago put out a request to everyone in the workplace, and this workplace had stations all across Victoria, and they were like, it's a bit cold. I'd really love to go on holiday. So, you know, we can't afford it though, me and my partner. So if you could, give up your morning coffee and flick us the cash. He was 100% serious. Oh, and I was like, this is the most embarrassing thing I've ever seen.
That is wild.
Wow, that is crazy. We do have Sandy from Ocean Grove on the line. Good morning, Sandy. Sandy, you're there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi.
Do you have a ridiculous money request?
My sister has a very, very good job, and she won a promotion, and so was going to be moving up and doing quite well for herself. And to celebrate, wanted to take the family with a couple of kids up to Queensland and do the adventure park.
Yeah.
And she invited all the rest of the family along. It'd be a great chance to all get together. And then once we'd all opted in, she dropped with, it'd be really great if you could contribute to our family. We don't get away very much because we all work so hard to be really great. We can go up to Queensland.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Get them to opt in first, Sandy. Yeah.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Tommy, you'd be experiencing this year, the importance of the school lunch for the kids, sending them off with the right balance of healthy food, maybe a little something that's a bit...
treat.
Yeah.
Well, it's highlight. Different from when we were kids, because don't you get, if you don't do it properly, you get like a note?
I don't know about that. I've never received a note back for the kids. Yeah. Well, not that I know of anyway. Maybe they're hiding them in the bottom of their bag. Keep sending the yummy treats.
Yeah, no, we don't get notes. It's all on app now. All the communication comes through. There's two different portals, and then there's the website as well. So it's pretty easy to keep track of.
Wow.
Emails.
It's really
good. It's nice. I like it. It's good.
Yeah, yeah.
No, we got told if you want to do this, you need to email your child's teacher. Carla and I last night were like, okay, we better email her, and then realise we have no idea how to directly email our kid's teacher. Yeah. So I went through three different platforms and messaged the people that I could and hoped for the best.
Yeah.
Well, that's the sort of communication you can expect to receive with your kid's school lunches if you get it wrong. But one of our children, shall remain nameless for now, is I reckon going through a real growth spurt.
Yeah.
That sort of, and just hungry all the time. So Dodsy, she does the school lunches certainly Monday to Thursday and Friday. I was going to say I try and get involved, but if she's listening right now, I'm going to get an abusive text.
Yeah.
She does it every day.
Yeah.
And this particular child, she has been loading up the lunchbox like hungry, I'm hungry, you know, cool, whatever, like a couple of rolls.
Can I say, I remember how much it sucks to be at school and be hungry and have eaten everything in your lunchbox. It sucks.
Yeah.
Well, funny you should say that.
Yeah.
Well, funny you should say that. Turns out this particular child has worked out a pseudo pantry at his school. Because it turns out, now this is multiple weeks later we are finding this out about. Now Dodsy is absolutely mortified about this. She's so embarrassed.
Tell me he's like on the weekends going to the schoolyard and burying food and then digging it up.
Basically, no, not quite as drastic as that. But it turns out the school, incredibly wonderfully, have an opportunity for kids who, if mum or dad hasn't had the time to pack a full lunch or some kind of fall, whatever it might be, whatever the situation is, the child is welcome to come to the office get an extra snack or some lunch, some healthy stuff, just because of those, if they're hungry or whatever. Turns out one of our children, again, shall remain nameless, has been regularly popping into the school pantry.
What you got, guys?
And just like, I'm hungry. I need something. And they've been regularly feeding him because he's incredibly hungry. It then got to the point where he was visiting so much that maybe a couple of questions were asked you know, you just doing this. He then started sending his friends in.
He's got a racket going on. He's got a racket going on. And if I know your kids, they would then be on selling that food at a profit.
Well, he's that hungry. No way he would be giving this up. Can you go and get it? And the beautiful people in the office at the school can just like spot him just loitering at the door.
In the back. Not that sandwich.
No, the one on the left. Yeah. The one on the left. Yeah, that one. And just like the friend just with a big smile walking out and as subtle as a sledgehammer. It's like, here you go, Henry. Yeah. I gave up his name.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast. He's more savvy than a yabby. A selfish little shellfish. K-Rock's own shrimp. Welcome to Lingy's Prawn Tank.
Jump in the prawn tank because it's like Shark Tank, but we don't have a shark, we have a prawn. And Lingy, you have invested in things and you've got money, so you're the perfect...
you're the finance guy.
You're the finance dude, so you're perfect to sit there. Tom is jumping into the prawn tank with you with another fabulous idea. We will ask you, will you invest or not invest?
Are you going to join me for this presentation or are you going to be part of the audience if you want to just be... Maybe you could be the sort of the mannequin for this one.
Okay, I'd love to be your mannequin.
It's called an elevator pitch.
Okay.
You've got to be concise.
Come on, man.
Hi, Cameron. Hope you're well today.
My
idea stems from an incident that occurred across the weekend where I was cold.
Okay.
And I had thought I'd brought a jacket with me, but unfortunately I'd left it at home and found myself in a situation where I was unable to wear a jumper. I had to wear a T-shirt because that was part of the required attire. I was working.
Okay.
So I thought to myself, what am I going to do? Because I was in an arena that was cold, right? And I just had to tough it out.
Yeah.
So I spent sort of 10 hours being like just colder than is comfortable.
And a tight T-shirt, I'm imagining, just to show the rig.
No, it was a stock standard. I didn't get to choose it, so it was quite
nipples
baggy.
Out?
No.
Yeah,
no.
Smuggling Tic Tacs.
So, hey, whose elevator pitch is this? Come on.
Sorry,
please
I know.
Continue.
It's very quick.
So, what I thought whilst I was doing that was like, imagine I had a T-shirt that I was wearing that when I got cold had little like pouches under the arms that I could unfold long sleeves from. So, little pockets that have sleeves that sort of roll out over the short sleeve to become then a long sleeve top. Multi-purpose, and then I roll that back up and stick it back under my armpit and off I go.
Are you supporting?
I'm the mannequin.
Idea?
I support everything. As you can see, I am wearing this top.
Good, because the mannequin's face just changed facial expression as Tom was selling the idea. And I wondered if the mannequin wasn't on board with...
No, of course I'm on board with this fabulous idea.
Do we not like the armpits? Is that the issue? Could it be under? Could it be at the back, sort of like where wings would be? Like a little, maybe a bit more wing-ish.
Arrangement,
and then bring it out like that. Oh, look, I haven't finalised the design. I can go back to it. If you hate it, I can redesign it.
Hate's a strong word. I'm worried about the like a little pouch type look under the arms. Will it look like a little bit of a sweat
patch?
We
think that's comfort.
Well, yeah, it's
pillows
comfort.
Under the arm.
And it'll
don't get the mannequin to talk.
Sorry, I'll go back to you.
You're fine, mannequin. Shut up, prawn. They're not little hangy pouches under the pits.
Like
no, they're
dangly.
Sewn in.
They're not
like
dangly.
They're more pockets. I should have described them as pockets.
Okay, so not dangly underarm things.
No, that would be
a bit gross.
Ridiculous. Yeah.
Ridiculous, okay. Listen, there's something to be worked through. Mm. I'd love to see some like sketches or, you know, how exactly it folds out. How does it then go over the arm and over the shoulder sort of
well,
part?
It would loop sort of around.
Like this. Mate.
Yeah.
No, you can't just move your arms randomly over your body, mannequin. It doesn't work.
You don't understand how radio works, mate, and this how this segment works. There's
okay,
no, there's
so
no
are you
diagrams.
Investing or not?
Are you investing or not? Do you like the concept?
No.
What? No. So negative about my ideas.
Well, you don't have a lot of good ones.
Your lack of support is staggering.
I reckon your mannequin is with me on this one. You don't love this
I
idea,
have become
do?
A mannequin of the prawn tank now.
Yes. Just work on some new ones, Tommy.
All right, I'll get back to you.
Thanks.
He's more savvy than a yabby. A selfish little shellfish. K-Rock's own shrimp. Pimp. Welcome to Lingy's Prawn Tank. Tom, Lingy and Rocky. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at K-Rock 955, weekday mornings from 6.